Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. All of you know that for the last several years, I have worked nonstop with my guest today. She is one of the bravest, most fearless frontline warriors. She goes where the action is, no matter what, to give you the truth every single night over on her show. And I'm honored to welcome my very good friend, Ann Vandersteel, back to the show. Thank you for joining me, Ann.
You got it, Mel. Good to see you. We're going to get you down to Panama next because we're headed back. And then I think we're going to the Netherlands. We're going to continue to follow this this rabbit trail called the demolition of America.
Yeah, it is really, really shocking stuff. And as you and I have talked about, honestly, before you had this show, you had another show, Steel Truth. And I did a segment on that show about 3.5 years ago, almost for a year, every Thursday night. And we really got into a lot of this stuff and couldn't have really known that a lot of the things that we were talking about were actually going to come to fruition in the way that they have, so in our faces. And one of those things was about using people as weapons. Of the brain, cognitive, cognitive warfare, as per the NATO documents that we've exposed and we've talked about on the 2020 show when that came out. Now, you were at the border and you saw right up and close, because that is what I believe is happening at the border, which is using people as weapons. So tell me a little bit about your, because you had been on the board with Operation Burning Edge. We had on you and Michael Yon the first time. Now you went back. What did you see there? What do people need to know? And really, how does this fit into the to what I believe is warfare against the United States by the globalists?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely a weaponization of illegal immigration. And as I said on John B. Wells' show over the weekend, where are the feminists, Mel, when all the women and children that are being mass migrated and the women are being raped and killed and left for dead and their children are stolen and brought to these non-governmental organizations that are financing the cartel coyotes to smuggle these women and children into the country illegally? Where are the feminists? Where is Madonna? Why isn't she blowing up the NGOs as opposed to threatening to blow up the White House? I mean, this is the state of our country right now. And our government is funding the non-governmental organizations that are luring all of these people in. But what's really shocking right now, Mel, is the level of depravity of the individuals that are coming across the border, because Venezuela, Haiti, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, they're emptying their prisons right now and they're sending them through into South America. So essentially, anybody that can get one foot into South America has a carte blanche superhighway right into the United States. And using the Customs and Border Protection One app, the CBP One app, they can make an appointment and just fly on in into any city now, assuming they can afford that mode of transportation. So they're not sending their best. And the ones that they're paying to get here through these NGOs and luring them are being used for trafficking. And Muckraker, a big shout out to him, Anthony Rubin, great guy. He actually put out a heck of a great piece talking about how he followed these kids that are being trafficked from these, you know, these NGOs that are housing him all over the country. So this is fifth generation warfare, unlike anything we have experienced. And it's coming at us from everywhere. And everybody on the government is in on it. We're going to break it down because it is just it's such an abomination and affront to this republic that we call America. Right. And it has nothing to do with the melting pot. This is a destruction of our country.
Yeah. I mean, well, one thing that you did help expose and I believe blew it up to a next level. We were during your first trip and your second trip with Operation Burning Edge, we were at an event speaking together and you had brought up Colony Ridge and that there was a lot going on there that was on the back end. Everything that happens like this, you have to follow the money, which you did. And I had heard about it a little bit from Todd Benzman and other people, but then you went and you saw it up close. And now people are seeing it because of a lot of the work that you've done. Can you tell people what that is? Because I'm not so sure that Colony Ridges aren't being built all over America and they're just not being exposed because people don't know where to look.
That's right. So Colony Ridge is a colonia, and colonias are migrant communities. And yes, they are being built all over America. I think the first time we really learned about what it means to have a migrant community was up in Minnesota, right?
Right.
All of the Somalis that have migrated there. Yes. We are now seeing these migrant communities, and they're advertising directly using Instagram and other social media platforms to speak, you know, to advertise in Spanish or whatever language, and send it directly to countries to say, hey, yes, you too can have a piece of the American dream and own property. And this one particular colonia that we nicknamed Abbott City is called Colony Ridge. The development is about 60 square miles. Shout out to Spencer Lundquist over at the Daily Wire, who we invited with us on Operation Burning Edge to go up in a helicopter the first time we flew over this monstrosity. And he did a really good dive and looked at all the money that this developer had financed in terms of campaign financing for a lot of the state senators and House reps in Texas. And there was a laundry list of those. But what was more shocking, and prior to Spencer writing this piece, was we decided to look into two of the congressmen that Michael Yon and I invited to join. And that was Morgan Luttrell. He's a U.S. congressman, and Brian Babbitt. We learned to our dismay after taking both of these gentlemen up that Morgan Luttrell had taken $17,400 in campaign contributions from Trey Harris, the Colony Ridge developer. Oh, wow. So that was very shocking. Good news is Brian Babbitt did not, but even better news is after all of this publicity that the Operation Burning Edge generated around this colonia that will hold up to 200,000 illegal aliens, they've already built three incredible state-of-the-art public schools for the indoctrination camps to continue the Communist Manifesto, essentially, in the education system down there. But what we learned is that we now have the full House and Senate support. All the state GOPs voted 61-0 to investigate Colony Ridge. We have Ken Paxton's support. We had a representative go and meet with him and show him a lot of this information. And he was in the middle of an impeachment trial at that time. And he said, first thing I'm doing when I get out is investigate. And he has called for it. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who posted that he thought our country had at least 40 to 50 million illegal aliens in it now, said he wants an investigation. And we lay this at the feet of Abbott, who we know is a WEF puppet. We know he's on his website, on their website. Yeah. Abbott finally saying he concurs, they need to investigate. So let's see if they actually get this going. Because when you talk to Victor Avila, and he tells you that he's at the border and he's seeing, you know, Customs and Border Protection cutting the razor wire to allow illegals in, and the Texas State Guard, who is just there closing the fence, driving away to allow that to happen, coming back and closing the fence again. This collaborative effort being orchestrated by the State Department of the United Nations called the World Economic Forum is just destroying our country and pulling us apart.
Yeah, and we have to really stress again, people have to understand, if you do believe at this point that the World Economic Forum and the UN are not one in the same, you have to go do your own research. They put out many times, but all the way back to Kofi Annan saying he needed, it's in the language, it's in the language. He needed the stakeholders of the public-private partnership. He needed this and that. But I mean, there was an actual agreement before the pandemic rolled out between the UN and the World Economic Forum. What a lot of people don't realize is that the UN and the World Economic Forum also have a similar agreement with NATO. And we keep being told that NATO is a defensive group. It is not a defensive group. I firmly believe that NATO is the one world military that both JFK and Donald Trump and many people along the way, even the first person to be involved with NATO on his way out of office, Eisenhower, we have been warned about this. And we are seeing a tremendous transfer of wealth and money from the military industrial complex in terms of weapons and financing and all of that, going towards NATO, going towards Ukraine. They're pointing at a war in Ukraine while the battlefield is here. And the hard part with that is that it's psychological. So you are seeing all these people come through border. You're watching Ann's footage. You know that this is bad. You know that they're coming into your area. And you are so, they have the cognitive dissonance, the ability, the cognitive warfare that Ann and I will go over in a deeper dive later, a document by NATO. What a lot of people aren't realizing is if you knew that there was a outside force, a military force that was manipulating your brain with technology and propaganda and all of this stuff, and you knew it, would you stop it? And we're way past that point. You have to understand that you have the power still over your brain, but that they believe that they do. And this is a lot to do with that, because, Anne, I do believe, you know, obviously we're very good friends in real life. Rob and I finally, we had it in Manhattan. We could not stay there anymore. We live near the UN.
Thank God.
The east side of Manhattan is and the UN and the Clintons and the WEF and everyone just had a big, I call it the Pan Am Hunger Games event last week to celebrate themselves and rise up the devil and all of that. But whatever they were doing there, it's a carcass in New York City. And it's filled with these people that are coming up, mostly military age men that have no jobs, that are being given $2,200, that are staying in beautiful hotels that are now trashed. Walking around, lots of little kids. We've seen plenty of pregnant people. But what is happening too is you talk a lot about the NGOs. And I've been warning people and telling them for months. I get emails from people. The NGOs also have lawyers, Anne. And I want you to explain this. And they are going directly to these people. And they know who they are. They know who the good guys are. They know who the bad guys are. They know who the traffic people are. And they are seasoning them up for an uprising. All I'm saying is there is a hashtag demand citizenship that has been given to them on flyers, telling them to meet up places. There are lawyers going in and telling people how to handle it. And then I have friends this weekend who went over to Roosevelt Island, which is now basically a giant tent city for the illegals. And there was a lot of cops there, NYPD cops, far away from them. And he asked he's a kid, they were bike riding. He asked the NYPD cops why they weren't over there. And he said they have their own security, that the NYPD cops aren't allowed to do that. So what is going on with their own lawyers, their own security? Yeah. And it does appear a program to tell them that they should be demanding citizenship with a whole outlined organizational map.
Yeah, you know, Mel, the irony of all of that is you're right. The NGOs have an amazing team of lawyers, amazing in the fact that it's just so vast. You know, these are just slugs, frankly, that are milking off the teat of the federal government because these NGOs are so well funded. It's unbelievable. Right. When you consider that each individual that's being housed under the warehouse of one of these NGOs is costing the taxpayer $780 per person per day. It's no wonder that you have warehouses all over the country with children, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 children under one roof and maybe an old abandoned Walmart supercenter or a Walmart supercenter that just shut down because nobody needs Walmart anymore. But they kept it open during COVID. So
yeah, of course.
What's that about? But setting all that aside, there is a massive operation right now to condition Americans that these people deserve to be here and that it's in our best interest to have them here because they're going to do the jobs that nobody else wants to do. Well, when you consider the fact that we're paving over agriculture, as the Texas mayor in McAllen, Texas, bragged about, which is why Governor Abbott went down there to applaud them on their increase of tax receipts in the retail and commercial sector. Meanwhile, we talked to agricultural growers that supply food to millions of Americans and thousands of stores nationwide, saying they're fighting off the local government from paving over their land because they're widening the bridge to Mexico and they're offshoring, exporting all the vegetable growing into the Mexican community and then importing it back in. And we have to pay tariffs on that.
Right.
I mean, this is the kind of insanity that's going on. The other problem, as you said, besides the fact that a lot of these people are criminals that are coming in this country, as I said, the prisons are emptying into America. A lot of these people have been lied to, and these NGOs are well-funded with their social media campaigns to lure these people in here. And they're telling the people, you're going to have a better life. You're going to get your $2,200 a month. There's plenty of jobs. The irony of that is, Mel, and you know it, I know it, and just about anybody watching this knows it. We have shut down those jobs in this country, and we've exported that sort of labor of manufacturing out of the country, mostly to a lot of the countries where these people just left to come to America from. So there's zero opportunity for them here. So they migrate into the cities. And what happens? You have New York City turning into a fester palace. The people are realizing it's $8 for a cup of coffee, not 25 cents where they came from. And there's no work. And yes, their living conditions really, while it might be a nicer facility, they're going to pile them in there. And when the tax dollars dry up and these people have to go and find a place to live, they're going to be piled into a one bedroom somewhere. And a lot of these people schlepping all the diseases with them on top of all the smell are spreading that disease like tuberculosis back into dairy cattle farms around the country because they can't get work in New York City. So they're going out to the countries or Chicago, going to Wisconsin or wherever. And then you have the WEF puppets like DeSantis and Abbott that are for the entertainment of MAGA, or so they think. Oh, we're sending these people to Martha's Vineyard. We're sending them to New York. We're sending them to Chicago. Look, we're going to make those people deal with the problem. No, that is part of the agenda. That's the New World Order agenda to immigrate and infiltrate and destroy. Look at what's happened to Europe. We don't even need a crystal ball. It has happened already. Sweden is now exporting these people. Europe is collapsing completely from the weight of immigration. Poor southern Italy is being destroyed. They're like outnumbered, I think, what is it, 9-1, African immigrant to Italian on that little tiny island. This is absolute crisis mode, and this is not about preserving the indigenous species and making America great or making any culture great. It's about destruction of culture, which right. is what we saw at the Darien Gap. These people coming in are destroying the Indian reservations where they're entering from the jungle, and they're destroying the environment that these Indians live on. And then they're bringing their disease and their crime and their behaviors with them, because the Panamanians don't want them. They're ushering them from the bottom of Panama straight through to Costa Rica and getting them out as quickly as possible. So if anybody thinks the United States isn't in part of this, our flag, Mel, is in every single encampment. Mayorkas has been to these encampments, and they are growing, doubling and tripling in size. And he flies in, shows up, does a press conference, and our flags are deep in the jungle where these migrants are immigrating, are coming into to get to America. This is fully vested by the United States government. It's disgusting.
Yeah. And also the cartels are doing really well, too. And if people do not realize that the cartels would not be the cartels if it was not for our government way back to George Bush, if not before, senior, then they know nothing about really the true history. Anne's done an amazing documentary even on Fast and Furious. So the idea that what's been going on in Mexico all these years hasn't been fully well known and funded, and funds going back and forth on both sides, then you don't understand that. But what I also want to stress, Anne, and you said this a lot too, the Chinese have had
huge.
I hope people understand that they have gone in. Most people know that Bill Clinton had sold a Long Beach port to the Chinese, but the Chinese have gone into all of our ports, and we built the Panama Canal. But as far as the people there are concerned, the Chinese have come in and taken over the entire waterway, ports along the way, totally from China all the way through the Caribbean, all the way up through North America. That is a big way that the Chinese are doing this. And what I was seeing online and other places I was looking is that they have a very big presence in Panama, and that Huge. They are convincing or trying to convince the Panamanian people, as they are also all over South America, that land was originally theirs and that it is Chinese land to begin with. And because, you know, I saw something like today was like the 74th birthday of the Chinese Communist Party. That's when history began for anyone that was basically born in the last 75 years. But again, this is the same thing that they're doing. They're saying that this was rewriting history and saying that Panama was Chinese land before, and that they're going to be taking it back is what I'm hearing. And I'm hearing that is being repeated also all over South America. Anything about the Chinese Communist Party going on down there that you can share?
Sure. So China has a massive footprint in Panama. Just about every bodega, every grocery store is owned by the Chinese. They have a cruise terminal. They have a cargo terminal in the Panama Canal. In fact, the first ship to transit the Panama Canal after Jimmy Carter gave the canal to Panama, he didn't give it back. Panama didn't build it. In fact, Panamanians love Americans. The culture there, especially around what they call the Zonians, those are American families who have lived in the Panama Canal region since they was being, you know, built. They love Americans. Their question is, where are the Americans? Why don't you guys have any big companies down here that are doing any sort of big development? No, it's the Chinese that are in there right now. And they were the first ship to transit that canal once Jimmy Carter signed it back over. And of course, then it was taken over, you know, then the Clinton presidency came in. But to your point, Mel, China does believe, in fact, there was a speech given back in, I think it was 2003, right, by the defense minister, Chi Huaxin. He gave this speech to a high-level Communist Party, group of individuals before he retired. And it basically coincides with a previously unpublished defector testimony on this whole Sino-Russian military plan. And that's what we see unfolding right now. But in this speech, he definitely says, you know, America is ours. You know, the Indian population, those are direct descendants of right. the Asians. They are ours, which means that land is ours. And while our land is fully polluted and our water is polluted and la, 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 we have too many people, we can't feed them, we need to take it. And this speech goes back to 2003, Melanie's very, very specific about the agenda for the Chinese takeover. And you're seeing it, the Belt and Road Initiative, how they have come across and down into South America, which is why the Pan-American Highway that connects South America into North America happens in the Darien Gap in Panama. Right. And they are now connecting that road. They're building the last bridge. We flew over it. We saw it. We passed it by in a boat on the river there. They are absolutely going to connect this. And when that highway connects, there is literally nothing stopping from people entering anywhere in South America from getting into the United States. And under this Declaration of North America, Joe Biden has obliterated our border anyway. He put that up in January of this year, signed by Trudeau and Obrador and himself. And they're basically, you know, using all the DEI language, the diversity, equity, inclusion, and their sustainability goals and all this nonsense and everything that they say, the exact opposite consequence is manifesting itself in Panama right now. And it's going to be to the detriment of the American people, because we are going to house these people, feed these people, deal with the crime that they bring, deal with the disease that they bring, and of course, the bankruptcy that it's bringing for this country. Because if you look at the debt clock today, you see that the U.S. dollar money supply is on its way out. I think there's 7 days left of dollars in the actual money supply. So what are they going to do? Just print a whole plethora of it again like they've been doing? Maybe they just pass that continuing resolution. We'll see what they do. But this is kicking the can down the road and nobody's dealing with the onslaught. It's a we the people solution, Mel. And it means we have to act and ignore DC. We have to listen. If Abbott doesn't do what he needs to do in Texas, the people need to stand their own post on the wall down there and turn these people back, because it's just that critical what we're looking at right now.
Yeah. And the other thing I just and we'll go into it in a more of a deeper dive a little later that I'll air on my channel, and you will too. But we have to understand that this is they are acting as if they are fighting a kinetic war over in Ukraine. And we have to support that war, all eyes on that war. They are sending a lot of our weapons, money, military industrial contracts. We also know that they're saying that it's going to cost $600 billion to rebuild Ukraine, a broke, corrupt nation before this war started. I've played on my show the 2019 speech by Zelensky, saying that it was open for the fourth industrial revolution, that they were welcoming all technology. And we know that Sam Bankman-Fried was there. We know a lot of the track and trace digital surveillance is being tested there, a lot of advanced weapons. What is really going on in Ukraine? And we're looking all at that, and we're not realizing that America is under attack by the military might, I believe, of NATO. And NATO is on our soil, as I've told many times. NATO's on everyone's soil. Well, NATO's not running an innovation hub for cognitive warfare that they describe turning people into weapons against each other. I mean, it goes very in-depth. The document is on our site in the resource page, and it's from 2020. And it basically also talks about the alliance between the great resetters, the globalist controllers, the UN, World Economic Forum, and NATO. They all, including NATO, have a 2030 plan, very, very well laid out. You go to their own websites, Global Governance, Pan Am of Hunger Games, read it, and you will see it is a very similar model. And yet people do not have cognitive dissonance, and they don't want to believe that this is happening. Or, you know, somebody said, it was funny, I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, and I was saying to him, you know, I understand that people think when Trump comes back or when the military comes here or whatever, you know, then everything will be fine. Well, there's a lot of people that are not okay with that. And a lot of those people that are not okay with that are aligned with NATO. And we have been sending all of our money and all of our weapons to NATO to then dole out. And we don't know where they're going, and they won't let us look at the money. And the bottom line is, we, the people of the United States, need to step back and really go inside and think about individual liberty, individual goals. What is our own personal mission statement? What is our own personal hope for the future? Because what they've done, Anne, is they've cognitively damaged us. And this goes back, you and I have done shows on Michael Aquino, Mind Wars. They've damaged us so much that we're seeing all of this happen, and yet we're denying it. We're in an abusive relationship with truly the billionaire oligarchy elite that have everything to gain and also everything to lose. And they have a military, they control the financial system, they open the border, they're doing all of that. And we have to take a step back and become that, because I don't believe that they think that they need a kinetic war. I think that they believe they already have enough cognitive warfare in their arsenal, be it the internet. They're working with the whole internet. This is so crazy. Once you put the NATO piece in pop it in there, and then you look at all of the things that we've discussed about the different NGOs and the different billionaires, and they're all working together. And we, the people of the United States, are talking about internal affairs. You know, I've changed it a lot lately, Anne, and I'll get your take on this, is, you know, Trump says a lot, they're not after me, they're after you, and I'm in the way. As much as I agree with that, I think even bigger and more important to every American citizen should be, they're not after America, they're after the world, and America is in the way. And that is, at this time in history, that is the burden that every American citizen should look at. Not left or right, not Republican and Democrat, not Trump or anyone else. You should look at, what is your purpose on this planet right now as a human being with a connection to God and the rest of humanity? Because they are after the world. America is in the way. Hey guys, thank you for watching the show. I just want to remind you yet again that we really need to be very cautious of what is going on with the economy, both here and internationally. Most of us know that the BRICS nations are looking for a gold-backed currency to dethrone the dollar being the world reserve currency. They have an event coming up on August 22nd. The BRICS nations are all going. There are also 13 other nations that would like to join the BRICS nations. And this is not something to not pay attention to. We have to make sure that you protect your savings. And that is why I have chosen Beverly Hills Precious Metals. That is where I have gotten my gold and silver. I leave it in a depository. I know it's there. I've replaced it with my savings. I've put there to make sure that I weather the storm no matter what, be it the central bank digital currency, the BRICS nations, the dollar goes into collapse, whatever may happen. I know 401k, IRA, backed by gold, as well as having my savings, at least an amount of my savings in gold, in the depository or sent to you at home, is the best way to make sure you maintain peace of mind and make sure that your savings and everything that you've earned is safe no matter what comes. We will get through this. All is not lost. America will return to greatness as it always has been. But between now and then, we have to be very smart and very cognizant of what's going on. So please go to Mel K Gold, or go to the MelKShow.com partners page and go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. And my friend Andrew will take care of you. He's got a great team. Gold is the way to go right now. And I know that no matter what, I'm safe. So please do that for yourselves. We really care about you here. You're more like family and friends. And I hear from all of you a lot. So I just want to make sure that you guys are doing something proactive to be prepared. All will be well, but take care of yourself now. Being prepared is always a good thing.
That's exactly right, Mel. And the only way that they are going to complete that cycle is if they can complete the full destruction of our country, our way of life, through weaponized immigration. And that's illegal immigration, excuse me. And that is exactly what we see happening, which is why Joe Biden has put out these policies on the Declaration of North America, the Los Angeles Declaration, which is why they have combined forces with the World Economic Forum, which is why we have subverted our constitutional process of law and order using Congress, a Senate and House of Representatives to sign treaties. And then, no, we're not doing a treaty. We just gave away our entire authority through this National Defense Authorization Act of 2022 that Biden just said the WHO has power over our Congress, because it's not a treaty, it's an agreement. And anything that's in this international health regulation and their new pandemic treaty, which is more of an agreement that everybody's signing on to, we don't need Congress's approval. We don't need a majority of Congress to say, yes, we're going to subjugate and delegate the authority to Tedros, who's a Marxist running the World Homicide or Health Organization. I say homicide because that's what Dr. Zelenko used to call it. But I mean, we have just basically given away the authority of this country and of the people's sovereignty to a Marxist dictator at the WHO. It's unfathomable what's happened, and Agenda 2030 is everywhere. Mel, there was billboards in Panama about Agenda 2030. So you cannot escape it, and it's on the heels of full communism, a full takeover, and China is right there front and center. And this World Economic Forum partnership with the CCP, while it looks really cozy right now, in the end, they're going to come to blows, right? Because only one is going to win out. And the CCP doctrine is really, really clear. It's all them all the time, and they get it all. So this whole idea of a one world government is going to fall flat on its face, because eventually the dragon is going to rise up and start breathing fire onto all of this. But right now they're playing nicely, and that's how they infiltrate, right? They show up, they start to set up little Chinatowns all over the place, right? And you think, oh, nice people, good Chinese food, I love the suit, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, no, they're here to implement their plan, and it's going to be spontaneous combustion when the World Economic Forum and the United Nations decide that we're going to have one world government. The CCP is going to go, well, no, that's our land, because we already told you the Indians are our ancestors. So there go, it's our property. So we don't want to succumb or pay attention or follow your rules. We have our own set of rules. So that war has yet to play out, but the war of the mind is happening right now. And that's why this one world government, this whole ridiculous district of corruption dumpster fire showdown we've seen over the continuing resolution and getting money, not funding Ukraine, so therefore we're not going to fund the security of the border. This is a dog and pony show that is so old and so boring and so tiring. I don't pay attention to it anymore. In fact, I feel guilty if I even give it any breath in a news commentary when I'm doing my show nightly, because it's a waste of time. Like you said, it's a we the people action now, Mel. We the people have got to get rid of these derelict criminals that are all the way from federal to local government, the people that go along to get along with this one world government plan, with the WEF doctrine. They're the ones that we have to remove, and we can do it. We have a constitution that shows us how. We just don't have the education to understand that we can. And that's why I've been talking about tactical civics everywhere I go. Tacticalcivics.com has been a godsend in terms of getting people educated on the real fundamental basics of what we the people can do, right, to organize grand juries and indict these people, and then send in the sheriff and any backup forces we need with a constitutional Second Amendment enforcement arm to help remove these people, and then give them a trial. Let them have their jury trial of their peers. And if they found not guilty, so be it. Good for you. But if you're found guilty, you're out. And then we're going to alter and abolish or remove and replace you, because that's what needs to happen, Mel. We can't continue in this path any longer.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't really realize, I have a book coming out, and I'm putting in the back the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution, because I don't think most people have read it. And the Constitution, and they certainly haven't if they've went through public schools in the last 20 years, the Constitution is about protecting we the people from the government, not the other way around. And right, a lot of stuff is unconstitutional, and we do have a map back, but it would require all that is unconstitutional to be abolished, which is a tall order. But one thing that I do want to say about the cognitive warfare, and and I ask people to go read it, cognitive warfare, the battle for your minds, your brains, actually, from NATO, it's very thorough on what it's saying. And one of the big problems, Anne, and I know you're seeing this because of the multiple different languages, because I've been talking to people about, and I've done my shows on it, in New York, Letitia James, and I'm sure this is all over the place, everywhere that there's a blue governor or blue AG or whatever, they are putting, they're saying there's 300,000 unaccompanied minors or probably around
350,000, and the government's saying they've lost 85,000. I can tell you it's far more than that, but go right on.
So then put together now the accompanying minors, probably about 5 million, if not more, children. I'm talking about school-age right children. So they're right being mandated to put the school-age children that are not literate. Many of them are poor in their own homes. And in a lot of these nations that they're coming from, only very wealthy people get educated at all. So what they're doing is they're by law saying that the child has to be put in the public school in the grade that matches their age. So what you are getting is a lot of illiterate people in, I think, 180 different languages at this point, being put into fifth grade or fourth grade or 10th grade right or second grade, that have never had any education in Swahili or German or, French or wherever their language or their colony, whatever it is, or whatever island, or Swahili, whatever it is, they're coming in. Spanish is the least of it, at this point. Spanish and Russian they can be taught, and Chinese in New York City schools. New York City schools has been offering Chinese Mandarin for 15 years. But if you're one of those other things, let alone the teachers. So they're going in there. So your kids were already not being taught anything because of SEL and your feelings. And they got rid of books and they got rid of this and all of that. But now they're inserting children that have no education whatsoever. What is going to happen in those classrooms? So we have that. But we also have these people are coming from all over the world. And what I see here too, Anne, when it comes to the warfare of using people as weapons, people, you know, thinking in terms of that, they keep slicing us into more and more divisions. So there's no way for a populace, say the people of the United States of America, the patriots, the people that believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our borders, our language, our culture, our sovereignty, that we are ordained by God with certain inalienable rights. That now group of people is contending with multiple factions. So it's not like right. we need to unite one. How many, like we're talking about these, because still people are not getting that these are not people coming from Mexico and South America through yeah. our border. No. They're from all over no. the world. So we can't unite in the way that we would need to, like our founders did. And right. it's we got to understand the divisions. They've cut us into slices of salami. That's how thin the divisions are getting.
Yeah. There's 190 countries that have already registered on the CBP One app. That's the Customs Border Protection One app wow. that was developed by Department of Homeland Insecurity to allow people to make an appointment and bypass the whole checkpoint at the border.
Wow.
But here's the problem. The cartels hacked into it. Do I really think the cartels hacked into it? No, I think they were given access, right. frankly, because, you know, it just expedites what they're already trying to do, which is completely destabilize the electorate in this country by buying the votes, by giving everybody $2,200 a month, which is more money than they probably get from the country from where they're coming from anyway. And those that can afford to come here emigrated a long time ago. Look, when Venezuela went upside down, right, 10 years ago, all those doctors and lawyers and professional people, they moved to Miami, Mel, you and right, I know we live in Florida. They're all down in Miami.
Right.
Wonderful people. And they were yes. escaping communism. Maduro was like, and Chavez, oh my God, goodbye. Today, right? You have people coming out of Venezuela because they're emptying the prisons.
I know.
They're just saying, we don't want to fund this anymore. So we're going to send you to America
you
and destroy
them?
America. Look, Smartmatic came out of Venezuela. It was a Chavez development, right? Then that's the operating system that is in all of our election engineering software. Dominion, SES, and Hart all use Smartmatic operating system, kind of like Microsoft operating system in every single computer, right?
Yeah.
So this is how communism is spreading in this country. They're selecting our people that are in office, and our people in office that we thought we voted in are now appointing people like Mayorkas, which is another Marxist criminal. And he didn't even finish his oath of office properly. Neither did anybody in this Biden regime have a proper oath of office on file. That's also been exposed for the last a year now, we broke that story. So
right.
we have got to come to terms with when you start importing people from 190 countries and you throw them into a public school based on their age and not an educational assessment or their ability to understand the language, you are gonna have a complete breakdown of society. You're gonna see absolute gang warfare in these classrooms and in these campuses of these schools, and the education of this country is going to collapse, as if it hasn't already collapsed, as if public education isn't just horrific as it is today. The illiteracy rate in this country is at an all-time high. That's how bad it is. And America is looking ridiculous in terms of our ability to get people coming out of a STEM program. It's very hard to find good scientists and technology, engineering, math majors. It's almost impossible. And guess where they're coming from? Those are the Asian kids coming in, Indian kids. So what happened to America? When did Americans become last, Mel? And that is what we're seeing here. They're importing these people to change the face of the electorate, to finance them, to replace us, Mel, because we are the useless eaters and we are too confrontational because we're not going to stay. We are standing in the way of a one world government and we speak out about it. My friend Owen Schroyer, is going to be in prison for 60 days, most likely because he's speaking out about it. And this is what they're presenting to us for you and me to shut up. Essentially, they want to shut up and stop telling the truth, because if people finally get the truth and they get a little bit of concern in them, they will know that they too can actually participate and go in front of their commissioners and demand a grand jury ordinance if they don't already have one, and stand up a grand jury and start investigating. And by the way, Mel, for all the people that know about federal grand juries that are being stood up right now, those grand jurors can actually investigate the prosecutor who called for that grand jury, even at the federal level. So while people are like, ooh, a federal prosecutor called a grand jury, people don't know they can actually investigate the prosecutor that's bringing together the people. So we need to get with the program. Otherwise, you know what? You're going to live in communism, and that's exactly where we're headed right now.
Yeah. And I mean, the hard part to explain to people is America's not that old. A lot bigger, a lot more powerful empires have fallen. And And this, and I do want to say, because I do have all different points of view on this show, America is responsible. I call America, I say that we're as sick as our secrets. America is responsible for a lot of this, like it or not. I'm sorry if you don't like hearing that, but it is true. Through the CIA and NED and USAID and exporting democracy all over the world, being in, you know, 100 and something nations with our soldiers there, a lot of the business that we've done through the IMF and the World Bank, and there's a lot there, but we, the people of the United States, are not the government, and we are certainly not the military-industrial complex, which it appears to me really runs this government. When you look at the money situation, what we actually export, how much it costs, that kind of the financial collapse would happen if we did not have an active war at this point, because of how much money has been transferred, even on Wall Street and everything else, that has to deal with war. That's why people don't like remember Smedley Butler, that every war is a banker's war. And we are really realizing that now, and we have to be very honest, but the American people, listen, and you and I have had a long journey. All I know
is we've kind of seen it all, haven't we, Mel?
All I know is that when we're really getting attacked, either one of us, it's you or me on the phone with the other being like, just get through it. Don't react. Just keep going. Keep doing good work. And I want people to do that. But, you know, I've recently.
And you know what, Mel, to the fact that you get attacked is because of the work that you're doing. And the fact that I get attacked is because of the work that I'm doing. When people resort to name calling, that just tells you all you need to know about their weakness and their impotence and their own ability to articulate what it is they really mean, or do they even know what they really mean? I think they're just talking head puppets at this point when they have to resort to name calling. That's what it boils down to for me.
Yeah, but it's very disappointing. You know, even when I see it to you or me or Lara Logan or a couple of other people that we are aligned with, Maria Z, I mean, there's certain people out there that are doing really incredible, very brave work, and they don't realize that you and I are being watched. Everything we say, everything we do, and so are a lot of other people out there. And then when people on our own side, which there are no sides, it's total fraud, come and you know, whatever, attack. It's like, wait a minute. Don't you understand? That's what they want. That's what they want. They don't believe that there's a they, maybe, but there's also a contingency of people that, you know, I understand. And you know, when I came out of Hollywood, I really was, talking about Epstein. Remember when we both started way back when
you started the phrase Epstein boomerang.
I know. And it's still coming, I believe. But
it's still coming. It's taken a few heads out, by the way, along the way.
I agree. And when we first started 4 years ago now, back when Kirsten was still around, we would talk about a lot of this stuff, and it was so foreign. And now so many people know about it, and they don't realize like what it took to get this mass awareness of they are. But certain people have come along, and you and I have gone through iterations and figured out over time, people come to us, we come to them, we do our own research, we realize, well, that's not wrong, that's right, that might be right, you know, but you got to keep following your own path. And, and you know, and right now, a lot of people are saying to me, well, where's the hope? Because I keep saying, I believe that we are under attack in America by the one world military and all of their tentacles, which are aligned with the World Economic Forum, World Bank, World Health Organization, the octopus of global control.
USAID, IMF, la, 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 la.
They're post-American. These are the globalist billionaire oligarchy that has bought and swallowed America whole.
Yep.
We're, you know, in the belly of the whale saying, hey, folks, we still can do something. And I just think people don't understand the stakes. But I'm wondering what you say, because, you know, I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, and they were saying, well, Mel, you're just not giving anyone any hope. And like, where's the hope in this? And this person is also very devout Christian, very, you know, really loves the prophets and all of this stuff. And they talk about it. And I love these people and I get it. Where is the hope? Well, where the hope has to be inside of you. What do you say when people say you're not giving hope, or, you know, so and so is talking about this because it gives hope, or when Trump comes back X, as if when Trump comes back there won't be a uprising of those that hate him and us. What do you say when people say, well, you're not giving any hope?
Yeah. So first of all, I have a lot of hope. I always have. And I say this as the daughter of the American Revolution. I did my own digging on my ancestry, and I learned that my mother's great-great-grandfather fought in the Revolutionary War. So that makes me a DAR, which is very cool.
It is.
to be able to say that. I wear that badge with pride and honor. But I believe everybody here that lives in America, whether they were born in this country or immigrated lawfully, has that same DNA. And they came here because they believe in the idea of America. We were a union of states that came together. We traded freely with one another. We fought off all of our enemies. And we said, we want to be here. We're going to build something. We're going to make something of ourselves. It was that human ingenuity. It was that drive to be an American and the idea of freedom. That's what drives this country. That's what drove this country. That's what built this country. People came here for an opportunity. The fact that we are so we're so down right now is because we are being artificially depressed by this fifth generation warfare, by all this bad news, this distraction of DC, pass a continuing resolution, shut down government, don't shut down government, send more money to Ukraine, war possibly in China, war possibly in Ukraine. It's just, it's no good news anywhere you look at it. And this weaponization of human migration is a big component of it because they want to destroy our electorate body so that they can actually legitimately win an election. That's happening. But here's where the rubber meets the road. And it's so simple, Mel. Our founding fathers were brilliant. They were God-fearing Christians, and they invoked the name of our Creator four times in these documents. And they were very clear in their plain spoken English, not even legalese. They made it very clear to us that whenever any form of government is unsatisfactory, we can alter or abolish it. And that's what we need to do using citizen grand juries. It is a lawful process that has been around for over 1,000 years. This is common law. This is nothing new. It's in our Constitution, and we can do this. And we need to just push back. Look what we did with Colony Ridge. The Operation Burning Edge team and all the media partners like yourself that help us shine a light on this one problem, as big as it is, we were able to get an entire state legislature and the attorney general and the lieutenant governor and the governor to say, whoa, time out, we have to investigate. That's awesome. So now if we take that same force and we multiply it by the millions of Americans that know now that they own the Constitution, they're a piece of history and can say they're the government, they can stand up and demand to investigate anybody and everybody. It's called a citizen grand jury. That's the power of the people. That's how it's supposed to work. There's no hocus pocus, no statutes and codes and subsections and all this fancy language they need to adhere to. They can say, I'm not happy. I'm going to form a citizen grand jury, and I want this done now. And that's the power of the people. And this is what we're trying to teach people now. So Mel, I have hope because I think people are smart enough to realize this sucks. Right. And anytime you're faced with headwinds, you either turn left or you turn right, but you make a change and a tact in course. So now we need to make a tact in history and take our country back using the Constitution.
Yeah, and I'm working on the flip side to get people together to do that, to talk about this and to share with the Americans Anonymous concept that I'm
working
on. Can't
wait to read it.
But also, I do want to say what you're saying right now, we have to remind everyone, because it's such a lie. For decades and decades, we've gone into war. We have turned the nation upside down. You have morons on TV talking about democracy, democracy. We want to save democracy. You know what's not in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence? The word democracy. What? Because they knew that a mob, the masses, democracy, if the masses are demoralized, dehumanized, down, desperate, and where they want us to be, it's the majority rules is not going to end well. So why we have a constitutional republic. So I do ask everyone to please, it's an easy read, at least read the Declaration of Independence, sit back and ask yourself where we are right now, because we are not free. We do not have independence. We have been captured, and we need to take back this nation. They did it. We can do it. Make sure you know your real history. Very important. Anne always fills that in. And Anne, can you tell everyone where to find you, how to find you, how to follow you? You got lots of great stuff coming up. Not only have you done amazing work in the past, short and long form and a daily show, but you're going to be launching a new long form, hour long or more, deep dive documentary type series, which is greatly needed for kind of a Dateline full scale investigation project. So tell everyone where they can find you and keep up with all you're doing.
Yeah, please follow me on Rumble. You can always find all of my content on Rumble, and just type in Anne Vandersteel on Rumble and you'll find my Right Now news program there. And then also I have annevandersteel.substack.com. You can find me, and I'm at Anne Vandersteel on pretty much all social media. So that's just search my name out. That's the best way to find me on Twitter, on CloudHub, on Instagram, everywhere you can find me there. And yes, I'm excited to get involved in this new long form, sort of like you said, a Dateline / 60 Minutes version of a news magazine, because it's sorely needed to do more of these deep dives and show people the connection of the stories that are happening. There's a lot of rabbit holes that you can fall into. Take one, but then give it context globally so people understand the connection and the direction of the entire world. Because yes, while America needs to be made great again, humanity needs to be saved, and humanity is under the throttle of tyranny right now. We've just got to teach people that they can fight back. We've done it before in history. We just got to do it together in unity now.
I agree. And the real goal of the founders was to export liberty, freedom, and
democracy.
Yeah.
We were to export liberty, freedom, not democracy.
And inalienable rights to the world. And it got hijacked, and we got to take it back. We got to right this ship. We have a lot to do, but we can do it. And I am hopeful too. And I love you very much. Anne Vandersteel.
I love you too, Melly.
And I will see you on the road. And I'm very excited for your new series. We need long form stories told beginning to end. There's a beginning, middle, and end. Once you get to the end, you understand you can do something with it. So thank you so much. And I will see you very soon. I really appreciate all the work you're doing. Thank you.
Thanks, Mel.
Bye-bye. I don't know about you, but I feel a lot better being prepared for whatever's coming. Every day I hear something new. Something's coming from the CDC. Something's coming from the FDA. Who's trying to take over our healthcare system? All this craziness. And what I know is that one man really changed my life, how I look at everything that's happening to me health-wise. And that was Dr. Zelenko. He was a good friend of mine, a good friend of the show. And he came up with the most amazing product. Z-Stack has been a game changer for us. We have not been sick since we've been on it. We take it regularly. If we feel like we're coming down with something, we'll double up. But he has all new products over at the website. God rest his soul. He did not leave us unprepared. And that is very important for you to prepare. So he's got Z-Shield. He's got a kid's Z-Stack, which is awesome. He's got Z-Flu, Z-Detox. He's got all kinds of things. He always said to me, your immune system must be clean, resilient, and resistant. This matters the most. And what I can say on top of that is that he supported me. He supported free speech. He supported medical freedom. He supported personal liberty and everything that I believe in, he believed in. He inspired me to be myself, to speak up, to speak out. And what matters is that you are feeling healthy, whole, clean, clear, focused, and that your immune system is protected from anything that comes our way. And Z-Stack is the best way to do that. Please stock up on Z-Stack. Go to themelkshow.com. Go to our partners page, goes down to Z-Stack. That also supports the show. When you buy from our partners, these great people, especially Dr. Zelenko, who is dear to me, you are supporting the show and keeping us going. And I know that truth, freedom, and the First Amendment matter to you. They matter to him. They matter to me. So make sure you're always healthy. You're always out there. You're always standing up. Be brave. Courage is contagious. As you know, I love Mike Lindell. He's been a pal of mine and a supporter of the show. And honestly, he is a warrior for America. He is not giving up on this country. He is not giving up on you. He's not giving up on freedom and truth and justice. And that means that you should be going to MyPillow, because so much is going on over there. Two pillows for $19.98, giant sale for the 20th anniversary. There's an overstock sale for 80% off, which is awesome. We love the slippers. Well, everyone loves the dog beds. Everyone, there's so much over there. And what you have to know, I love Mike Lindell. We have been all over the country with this man. He is a tireless warrior for America, for God, for country, for truth, and for justice. He is not giving up. He has an event coming up again. He has a whole nother event. He has got more evidence. He's going to keep fighting. He's going to keep going. That means that you have to also support him. But the best part about him is he supports me and other creators, and it really matters. He's keeping a lot of truth out there by giving me a code called the Mel K code. So if you go to themelkshow.com, go to our partners page, scroll down, you hit the My Pillow, you're going to take you right to the Mel K page. Use the Mel K code when checking out. It really, really makes a difference. I can't tell you guys how much I am so grateful to all of you. Everyone that have donated or gone to my partners, they are all vetted. They are all America first. Mike Lindell is an amazing man. We need to support his mission, and you guys supporting him and supporting me and using the MLK code is really making a huge difference. There are so many, so many great things on that site. I will tell you, these are the best towels on planet Earth. Great specials right now. They're always doing something great over there. Support me, support Mike Lindell, support the United States of America. Enjoy the show, and I'll see you on the other side.